The Guardian.
With me is Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, who today has launched a climate change adaptation strategy for London. Tell us about that, Boris.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity to use climate change and what we've got to do to combat climate change and get London ready for climate change as a driver to improve the quality of the urban landscape. And you look at what the risks we could face. We could have huge increase in rainfall. We could have wild variations in our summers and our winters. That means we've got to have more trees, we've got to have more green space, and that's why we are not only planting trees, we're also protecting green space in the London plan, and we're going to have a big programme of more roof gardens as well to soak up some of that rainwater if and when it comes.
And on the issue of trees, I know a lot of the London boroughs are chopping down the trees. Are you going to step in and try and stop that?
Yes, I think it's absolutely wrong that so many trees are being lost across London. And I appeal to your listeners and to everybody in you know, on the Guardian website, you know, we should be campaigning against this. Insurance companies have got an obsessive phobia of trees causing subsidence. On the contrary, I think trees improve and beautify London streets, and far from reducing the value of property, they increase it, and they should be greatly encouraged.
Now, you have written some articles in the past that could perhaps be described as slightly sceptical of the issue on climate change. Have you changed your mind?
Well, listen, I've always thought there was anthropogenic climate change. I think it's almost certain that that we are emitting and have chronically been emitting far too much CO2. I think the argument is really about the measures that you can reasonably take to turn that around. I think that, though, that that's, you know, something for the scientists to argue about. My job now as Mayor of London is to make sure that we do our best to reduce CO2 emissions to protect our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, against the mistakes made, you know, by our parents. Actually, you know, it's the emissions that have been put into the atmosphere over the last 100 years that are cumulatively causing the problem. In order to turn this super tank around, to mix my metaphor, we need to get going now, and we can do that. There are lots of good things we can do, particularly with retrofitting buildings, encouraging people to insulate their property, get new boilers in, all sorts of fantastically gripping and glamorous stuff like that.
And you're very concerned about future heat waves. Just talk a bit about what you might do to protect vulnerable people.
There are lots of things that you can do to guard against future heat waves. And you remember, I think it was in 2003, we had about 600 people who lost their lives prematurely because of the heat. This could be something that London sees much more of. That's why we're taking steps to make the tube cooler. By 2010, a lot more of the tube network will be air-conditioned, which will protect people, at least protect them on the tube. The buses, I'm bringing in a new generation of Routemasters, as people may know, and they will be state-of-the-art machines with proper cooling systems. And also, you know, in the event of a heat wave, we want people to understand the need for proper hydration. And as we were discussing earlier, there are plans to make sure that people can go congregate in public buildings where they will be cool.
And you'd have them in City Hall, you were saying?
I would be. Of course you would have them in City Hall.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.